11. Writing. Just a letter. In the modern age, you can communicate in so many ways. Text messaging, emailing, faxing, calling, but there is something about snail mail that is special. When was the last time you received a letter from someone? I mean a card with more than one or two lines written on it. There are even cards you can buy that are pre-made. They are already full of writing. All you need to do is fill in the to and the from spots. I recently made a card for my dad. His birthday is coming up. Every once in a while, taking the time to write in your own handwriting, showing that you care, is nice. Making the card for my dad was good for me. It made me feel like I was back in elementary school. I put some stickers on it, I colored some parts, and, of course, I wrote how glad I am that he's my dad. I've gotten so used to typing that it's hard to write well now. I have to write slowly or else my handwriting is really messy. Well, if you get a chance to write to someone and you have a little extra time, I suggest that you actually write a card. You don't have to make one, but doing it the old-fashioned way can be refreshing. Snail mail is slow in arriving, but it's worth the wait. Talk about it. Do you still use snail mail? How do you usually communicate with people? What is your preferred method of communication? How often do you send people letters? When was the last time you wrote a letter? Do you have neat handwriting? Do you prefer writing or typing? How do you feel when you receive a letter? How often do you check your email inbox?